Depend on us. News Radio 1120 KPNW.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'll get back to your phone calls at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@larslarson.com. But I want to welcome to the program somebody we've never had on before, Professor Jeffrey Borrowdale, who is a college professor at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. He's a professor of philosophy and religion, and I take it, Professor, that you identify mostly as a libertarian, so it makes me wonder, why are you coming under attack from the forces of Antifa, the so-called anti-fascist folks?
Well, I think it all started with a picture of me and Milo Yiannopoulos. He came to the University of Oregon, and I advised for a little club called Young Americans for Liberty, and we went out to see him, and I got assaulted with Milo, because I like Milo. I think he's funny. I think he's sharp, controversial, interesting, and so I got the selfie and put it on my Facebook page, and I think that and maybe, you know, our group getting more visible on campus attracted somebody's attention. You know, it's an anonymous Twitter account and, you know, a website with anonymous posting. So who knows, you know, whether it's one person, a couple, a few dozen, I have no idea.
So what is it that they want you to do differently? I mean, you know, is this Antifa group demanding that you stop holding rallies or seminars in favor of free speech or what?
So this event, I was actually at an event, and someone who is either running or has connections to the Antifa account tweeted out, you know, come on down to this free speech event. Borrowdale is spewing his nonsense. You know, come tell him he has to go. So basically inciting people to come up to me and harass me and tell me to quit my job at this free speech event, which I should add is not something I organized. I helped promote it, but it wasn't. This was actually organized by a professor in the communications department with somebody in our English department.
And so all you're trying to do is encourage students and others to get involved in free speech and speaking on, you know, on behalf of their own point of view?
Yeah, and what's ironic is this whole conference is about this concept of deliberative dialogue, which is people talking to each other and actually listening in a semi-structured environment. And someone took this opportunity, they saw me there, took this opportunity to try to get people to come up and essentially, you know, drive me out and shout me down. I think that their main objection is, you know, they see the picture of me and Milo, they see this group called Young Americans for Liberty, and then they say, oh, this must be a far-right front group. And so they encourage their followers, this is back in January, to infiltrate, agitate, disrupt far-right front groups on community college campuses, and then give my office number, our club meeting time and the room number, and encouraging people to harass us.
How do you respond to the charge that you're part of the alt-right, which is the charge they made against you? You know, is that you?
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, when a gay Jew married to a black guy can be called a Nazi, anybody can be called a Nazi. So, you know, I think that you know, Milo specifically said that he doesn't identify with the alt-right, and neither do I. I think people should be treated as individuals. I don't believe in grouping people into groups. And I think that, you know, Antifa and Richard Spencer are basically flip sides of the same coin. Except for, I think Antifa is a little more dangerous, particularly in this area, more violent. And I worry much more about the anti-fascists. As a matter of fact, there's a little joke from an Italian Politico who said, in Italy, there are two kinds of fascists, fascists and anti-fascists. I think that pretty much sums up my view on the matter.
Well, and in fact, I've had the same objection to them, Professor. I'm talking to Professor Jeffrey Borrowdale from Lane Community College, but I've always observed of these Antifa since they emerged on the political scene a couple of years ago, that they use fascist tactics and then say that we're using fascist tactics to shut down the people who are the fascists, which I've never understood how you can, you know, you defame people as fascists and then say, but we're allowed to use fascist tactics to shut them down.
And I find that really troubling, and it's part of like the kind of the social justice warrior mentality and this idea that someone is, you know, it says something you disagree with, you label them as racist, sexist, anti-gay, transphobe, Islamophobe, and basically smear them and try to intimidate them to silence. Or if that doesn't work, show up in a mob and shout them down and disrupt their events.
So have they done anything that's actually had an effect on your ability to stay at the school and continue teaching?
Nothing I've noticed. All that we've noticed so far is they've taken down our flyers on campus advertising our club and just put them back up. There's lots of threats, and on this Antifa page, there's lots of stuff about the only Nazi, the good Nazi, the dead Nazi, you know, punch Nazis in the face, and all these things. So they think I'm a Nazi, so somebody might just come up to me and sucker punch me in the face one day on campus. I'm always looking over my shoulder and worried about that, but nothing's happened so far.
Well, let's hope not. How about the college administration? What have they had to say about all this? Anything?
They've actually been very helpful. I had a meeting with the dean of students. I had another meeting with the public safety, and they gave me some tips on being safe. So I even got support from my union representative, who's a self-described Marxist, and like a really nice guy, and going to bat with me on some union issues I have with the college with my layoff. I was laid off from my full-time position last year, and now I'm teaching part-time, going to U of O in political science to try to get recertified and come back in the fall.
Your union rep is a full-time Marxist, or a full-fledged
Marxist. And I'll say, like, a wonderful guy who has my back on this Antifa thing, and even, he says, look, you know, you're entitled to your views, and we need more political diversity on campus, and you shouldn't be subject to violent threats from people that disagree.
I think
that's the attitude of all my colleagues on campus, frankly, that they're very accepting, have good relationships with people of all political stripes. Most of them are on the liberal or progressive side, and even, you know, the guy in political science, he used to send me interns for my Young Americans for Liberty group doing cooperative education and getting credit for helping out with the club.
Professor, have you figured out what the real agenda of Antifa is? What is it that it would take to actually make these groups happy? Because I see them march outside my studios in downtown Portland, and I've gone down to talk to some of these people, and they don't seem to be able to explain what it is that's made them angry and what it is that it would take to make them happy.
I think they're very ideological. They have a certain view of the world, and they see threats to that in the form of the Trump presidency, in the form of Republicans controlling both houses of Congress, and they see the political winds shifting against them. And so they do what a lot of groups that feel marginalized and disenfranchised do and feel, you know, desperate, which is to use violence and intimidation tactics to make up for the fact that they can't win at the ballot box.
See, that's the thing I get frustrated about, because, look, when the White House was in Democrat hands, I wasn't necessarily happy with the result, but I understand that we have a system for choosing leaders in this country, and America chose Barack Obama for two terms. Okay, it is what it is. Get used to it and work around it. And for the life of me, I can't understand why people would say, I reject the, you know, I'm happy to be an American. I am proud of our system, but if the system doesn't make the choice that I agree with, then I'll go out in the streets and I'll break things and set things on fire. That seems really juvenile, infantile almost.
It does, but it's, you know, it can be surprisingly effective. You look at places like Berkeley or even up in Seattle. And the administration typically will, you know, be cowed by these kinds of displays of violence or potential displays and cancel events and you know, not allow in speakers that might lead to people acting out.
Well,
I really worry about that the most.
Do you have any other big events that are coming up that are going to set you up for attention from this Antifa group, Professor?
We're doing a Christmas party.
Are you going to actually call it a Christmas party? Good.
We're going to call it a Christmas party. And I might bring decorations and Santa Claus and maybe even like a manger scene. And we'll play Christmas music and have cookies and pie.
Boy, you know how to live on the edge, don't you, Professor?
I'm just I'm just a regular guy teaching at a community college, and I come up on the radar screen because I don't sort of fit the far left a narrative, or I'm just not like a middle of the road liberal. I lean the right on maybe, you know, roughly half the issues because I'm a libertarian, and but that's not something they can tolerate.
Well, and I have to tell you this, Professor, and don't take it the wrong way, but I've seen pictures of you from some of the news coverage of what's been done to you. You wouldn't exactly fit the profile of a button-down Republican college professor either. So
about a sweater vest type, I really don't think about myself as being right-wing. I think about myself as sort of being outside the left-right dichotomy, and I believe in freedom across the board.
So do I. Professor, it's a pleasure as always. You and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and have a very happy and merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Lars.
You bet. Professor Jeffrey Borrowdale from Lane Community College. Back in just a moment. You've got the Lars Larson Show.
News Radio 1120 KPNW.